The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Saturday, North State. Welcome to another edition of Wellgate Wellness. I am your host, Rich Novelli. We have got a great show today. We are going to be talking to Jamie Hanna, who's with us for the second time, about a new program that she's involved with, and also share some of the information about what she's so excited about. But I wanted to start off by saying good morning to Bob.
Let me make sure my microphone, the engineer needs to make sure the microphone
please
is turned
do.
Well, I was trying not to, you know.
Count on you for that, Bob, because
yes.
I know nothing of what you're doing.
I keep my own microphone off because my dulcet tones rarely show up on these shows.
Well, that's their loss and our gain. Thank you very much. How are things going? You look great.
Going excellent. I have to share this, and I've mentioned this on the Free Fire Morning Show a couple of times. Back in January, the doctor was giving me the stink eye, and I was getting a little nervous because my A1C, which measures the accumulated sugar in the blood, was pushed well into the 170s. That's the daily rating was in the 170s. The A1C was actually 8.2.
Oh, geez.
That is an unsafe level at which bad things start happening. Through a little mod of the diet and getting out and just doing about 30, starting at 30 minutes, moving to 45, and then on to an hour per day, I have dropped that number down to right around 130 per day with a cumulative A1C of 6.7, and the doctor is now smiling.
Excellent. And you've been coming into Wellgate almost daily. I see you all the time in there.
The recumbent bicycle is my new best friend.
Yes.
Because I can perch my... Before, you know, exercise is not the most exciting thing in the world, you know. So I bring my Kindle, and I perch that on the display, and I'm a happy guy for an hour.
Well, it looks like... It's beginning to look like you have your own engineering panel up on that. You've got it all set up.
I plug in my headphones and watch a movie on the Kindle, and then you don't feel it's like, God, how much longer do I have to exercise?
Right. And God forbid, I come up to say hello, you've got to unplug and everything, and then you know, it looks like I'm interrupting. So, but congratulations,
well,
keep up the great work.
And I will say this, that it is, and I've been in a fair number of facilities in my many, many years of dealing with the Battle of the Bulge, and that is probably one of the finest facilities I have seen, and yet it's not. When I was in Southern California, I went to a couple of spandex clubs, and you know the type I'm talking about. People just go down there, they get into the Dan skins or whatever and hang out at the juice bar, and the equipment is never touched. This is not that sort of place. It is very classy and state-of-the-art gear.
Well, thank you for that, and I am just thrilled that you are seeing the progress, because that certainly helps embed the habit, and the habit is a great one. So
it's not so much pounds as inches
right
now, and that's the big thing.
Right, and... So fantastic. Well, we'll keep abreast of your progress, and I know that it's great to see you in there every day. So
thank you.
All right. So on to Ms. Hanna. Jamie, welcome to the show again. It's been a while.
Thank you. Good morning.
I know you're a little under the weather, so you've asked me to carry you. I don't know if that is absolutely possible. You see, you are a very high energy person, but we're going to do the best we can today. Jamie, for those of you who don't remember, has been involved in the health and fitness industry for 30 years. She's ACE certified, which is the American Council on Exercise. She's a certified personal trainer and fitness instructor. She is ACE certified fitness nutrition specialist and a certified functional aging specialist through the Functional Aging Institute, which is what we're going to talk a little bit more about today. She holds her degree in health, physical education, and leadership. And she also has a minor in psychology, which she uses on all of us on a regular basis. Jamie helps people by teaching them about lifestyle choices as they relate to health and mind, body, and spirit. And we are privileged to have you here today. So
thank you.
Welcome,
Rich.
Again.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about the special needs of people over 50 and how the increase in demand from the baby boomer generation is changing the way that we address those needs. I know Jamie and I have both been in the industry for 30 years or so, and to see how the industry has changed, clearly this is probably one of the biggest challenges that we are looking at as an industry, is to address the needs of probably the first generation that kind of grew up with the benefits of exercise.
Exactly.
And so they understand, you know, what it is that they need to do. And part of our challenge is to educate them that you're never too old to really improve the quality of your life. So
it's never too late.
So you feel particularly passionate about this, and maybe you can tell the story a little bit about, you know, why you feel that way.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to start with a quote by Leon Eldred. He says, "If I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself," which I used to laugh at, but now it's a little more serious, and because I am over 50 as well. And really, this boom in the aging population due to baby boomers and people living longer due to the fact that sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, life-saving drugs, and medical care have just exponentially increased lifespan. So, you know, if you think back at the time of the American Revolution in the 1700s, the average life expectancy in the United States was about 30 years old. And today, the average American is living to 80 and beyond. And so the predictions are that in the next 30 years, there will be as many people over the age of 80, as there are under the age of 5. And never has this ever happened before in the history of humankind.
Well, and I see here that, you know, 42% of the population is over the age of 50. Is it 40 or 50?
Well, 42% of all Americans a whopping 76 million adults represent 42% of all Americans over 21.
And here in Reading, as I've mentioned before, it's closer to 48%.
Wow.
We get a lot of transplants up here from the Bay Area and from L.A. and in all parts of the country. So we particularly have a high density of,
as a retirement
of those, as absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, so this population group will live longer, the baby boomers, and really the more and more that I learn about it, the generation has initiated a gerontological explosion, especially in the year 2011 when the retirees from the baby boomers started turning 65.
Right.
So really this age group has kind of redefined old age because they're living so much longer past retirement. They're pushing the limits further and further, and they're getting more and more active, and they're wanting to avoid going into permanent health care housing for elderly, and they want to keep their driver's license longer, and they want to remain independent. So they're really taking their health into their own hands, which is really smart and really great.
Right, and there are a lot of myths to be debunked on both sides of this question. And when you are getting older, a lot of us, you know, we're led to believe that, geez, once you hit 50, forget it. You might as well be sitting in the rocking chair.
Exactly.
And now, you know, clearly that has been debunked by all of medical science. This is research over the years. But on the other side of the equation, when you look at the industry, our fitness industry, we too have been very hesitant to invest in this population because we just didn't feel like there was either an interest or didn't fit into and doesn't fit into the typical quote-unquote gym model.
Right.
Now, not to blow our own horn, but Wellgate was specifically set up to address the mature and professional population here in Reading. And so our trainers and our programming and our facilities and our culture is all based on really addressing what we consider to be this underserved population. And you specifically have really invested a lot of time and energy in the Functional Aging Institute, I know now, to really address this. So as an industry, we are behind the curve, and we have to step up to really educate those of us in the industry how to address this wonderful population that needs that has very specific needs, right?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I loved what you said about debunking the myths about aging, because Jane Fonda has a wonderful talk, a YouTube on TED Talks about this very, very subject. And she says, you know, the old metaphor for aging was like a bell curve. And it was like you would start out, you were born, and then you would go up, 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 and life was grand until you hit 50. And then you started to go down the other side of the bell, and then you were a decrepit, and right. you just knew life right. after 50 over the hill. You know, it used to be over the hill. And basically, she said she'd like to change that metaphor to more of a staircase. And the staircase, we're constantly improving. We're constantly getting better. We're wise. We've learned more deep spirituality, and we become better people as mm-hmm. we age. We hopefully learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. And the incredible opportunities that are available to people after they retire, you know, for volunteering or actually just staying active in the workplace.
Well, clearly, I think you've said it, is staying active is the key. And lot of people that come into us have neglected that portion of their life. And because of the myth, well, I'm not going to be able to keep getting better, which is so untrue. But the problem with that is that you have to get really kind of caught up again. It took you maybe 20 years of deconditioning. You're not going to get in condition in 2 months.
No. It's,
again, this is a consistency over intensity thing. But, you know, our bodies do change as we get older.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, the body doesn't respond as much. We had Dr. Rob Hamilton on the show a few weeks back, and he talked about hormonal balances and all the new cutting-edge research that's being done on hormones and the power of hormones and in enabling our bodies to keep functioning. But as you said, you know, 80 is the new 50, you know.
Yep.
And so if we're going to be living that long, quality of life is really key.
Absolutely.
And so we can do a lot to address the fact that this demographic, this population is probably more deconditioned than most. So we have to be aware of that as an industry. Mm-hmm. And then number two is, okay, so how do we address that deconditioning in a safe way, understanding that the body does have a tendency to break down over time, and it takes longer to get it back into that shape. So
absolutely.
I know I've kind of gone off the rails a little bit here, but I think, you know, it's an interesting dialogue for our listeners
absolutely.
To understand that, no, it is never too late for you to, you know, invest in yourself and a quality of life.
Absolutely. And I'll go into some personal stories a little bit later. But you're right. You hit the nail on the head. It is never too late. And even small changes can exponentially increase someone's quality of life and keep them from being, you know, dependent on someone else.
Right.
And, you know, some of the issues, the health conditions that we face over 50 are joint replacements, sometimes
right.
two or more. Osteopenia, which is the loss of bone, sarcopenia, the loss of muscle, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, obesity, arthritis, Parkinson's, cancer, and many more. And, you know, these provide challenges, and people do, they give up. They think, okay, this is my life, and I cannot change it. But exercise and diet can exponentially
yep.
change your life.
We are reaching out to a lot of doctors. We're coming up on our first break here, but I did want to say it's been interesting because we are reaching out to Wellgate and talking to a lot of medical practitioners, and we're saying we'd like to introduce you to this wonderful new drug, and you know, kind of, you know, tongue in cheek, and say it's called exercise, and it, you know, for you to start prescribing this, you know, this takes care of 30 chronic, you know, and debilitating diseases. And so let's get them on that track before we start pumping people full of drugs. And so we're going to get caught up on that portion a little bit later on. I know that we want to talk a little bit about the Functional Aging Institute, and we're going to have a guest on a little bit later in the show, Dr. Dan Ritchie, who is the founder of the Functional Aging Institute. He'll be joining us in the third segment this morning. So, but just touch on that a little bit. You've gotten involved in this company and Functional Aging. Just tell us real quickly, you know, and we'll get into this in the second segment, what got you interested in that?
Well, what got me interested was when I minored in psychology, and one of the classes, we had to take an upper division class, and I couldn't get into the class I wanted. So I had to then take Psychology of Aging, and I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
So I'm giving her the cut sign here. All right, as usual with Jamie, it's a very fast first segment. We got a lot to talk about. Please hang with us. Some really cool information coming up here in the second and third segments. I'm Rich Novelli. I'm your host of Wellgate Wellness, and we will be back after a few short messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hello. At Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
All right, welcome back. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. And we're speaking to Jamie Hanna, who is part of this Functional Aging Institute. And it's an organization that is really focusing on fitness and quality of life and wellness for those of us over the age of 50. But it really, I think, touches on almost any age group in many ways. I'm sure you're going to talk about that. So tell us just a little bit about, Jamie, about the Functional Aging Institute. You mentioned kind of what got you involved. Mm-hmm. So what kind of work are they doing here?
Well, I was going to tell you a little bit how I've learned about them really quick. Yeah. And then, when I was receiving my degree in 2014, again, I was minoring in psychology, and I had to take psychology of aging, which, believe it or not, I was over 50 and wasn't excited about that.
No.
And you know, I learned a lot about myself too, because I never knew about ageism and the stigma attached to ageism. So it really opened my eyes to the beauty of aging and how mindset is everything. And in this class, they showed video after video of the people who were, living well, 70s, 80s, 90s, even over 100.
Right.
And they had a common theme, Rich. They said, I didn't take things too seriously in life. I was kind of chill when it came to other people. I forgave quickly. I loved with everything I had. I listened to music. I danced. I had fun. I spent time with family. And so this recurring theme was actually, believe it or not, more important even than the actual exercise. But then they said, I did stay active too. But to them, it was more important to be, you know, keep their mind strong and really have connection with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, the exercise piece is extremely important, and they really, you know, talked about this because a lot of them did have ailing diseases mm-hmm. because they hadn't exercised. So it just shows the importance of
And not to interrupt you, but what's interesting about that comment is, from my perspective, and I'm obviously very prejudiced about this, is that exercise really controls more about that mood and that outlook on life, you know, than willing yourself. If you have these debilitating illnesses or injuries, if you, you know, exercise has been shown to even stave off Alzheimer's, dementia.
Absolutely.
I mean, that mm-hmm. there are things now that we're learning that we didn't know, you know, even 5 years ago,
right.
That the power of this, that mm-hmm. you want to talk about this mindset and this outlook on life, that it goes hand in hand with taking care of yourself mm-hmm. and doing a little bit of exercise,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So not to diminish those things, but clearly if you start with exercise while you're focusing on the psychology of the quality of your life, those two go hand in hand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in 2014, when I was getting my degree and taking this class that I didn't want to take that I ended up loving, I kept through ACE certification and American College of Sports Medicine, I received periodicals that have the latest research on exercise, physiology, the latest everything about exercise, all things exercise. And this one gentleman's name kept popping up, Dr. Dan this, Dr. Dan that, especially when we were talking about the aging population and exercise and functional training. And, mm-hmm. you know, certainly I was interested, but every time I would look at an article, Dr. Dan Ritchie from Indiana, his name would just pop up everywhere. So when he was featured as the personal trainer of the year in 2014 by the PFP trainer, manual. That's the Personal Fitness Professionals Manual. There was an article in there by the editor, Lindsay Vestola, and she said, quote, over the last several years, baby boomers and senior fitness is a corner of the fitness industry with its own identity. An estimated 10,000 people turn 65 every day, most of whom wouldn't refer to themselves as seniors. This niche holds nearly 70% of the wealth in the United States and is a significant driver of the economy. They generally aren't concerned with fat loss or fitness vanity. Rather, they are focused on independence and staying active for as long as possible, which makes them inherently longer-term clients. So I started to learn really about how values have changed for this generation, and they weren't working out to, you know, wear, like Bob was saying earlier, the Lycra and the,
right.
you know.
Dan skin. He really dated himself with the dan skin.
Well, I was there too with the leg warmers. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too.
And I started realizing, yes, they're there because they want to be healthy and they want to right. be able to play with their grandchildren and walk the Spanish steps and right. be able to travel. And so I was teaching, this is one of my personal stories, I was teaching a cardio ballet bar class up in Ashland, and I had mostly people around their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then one by one, I had a 60-year-old and a 70-year-old and then one 81-year-old. And I modified, I had been certified for years, but like everyone, I had this stigma that, oh, I had to go really super easy on mm-hmm. them. I knew I didn't want to hurt them. Mm-hmm. But what I learned was through time, they started making incredible gains.
Right.
And they loved the cardio bar because it reminded them of their childhood ballet classes, even if they never really pursued it. And one story of a lady, Judy, and she's allowed me to tell her story, is we in a downward dog position, your hands and your feet are on the ground and then your hips are up in the air. And she could never walk her hands into her feet and finalize the downward dog and roll up one vertebrae at a time. She would always have to kind of roll over to the side and pick herself up one way or another. So we always kind of waited, and I could always see out of the corner of my eye, you know, Judy kind of picking herself up, and we would wait at the top. Well, one day we're standing up and Judy is nowhere to be seen. And I said, "Where's Judy?" And she goes, "I'm right here." And she had stood up. She had actually done it. She had wow. actually finally rolled up. And we all started clapping and cheering. And she literally just progressed, you know, slow progressions on her own. I just personally, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I didn't think she could ever do it. Mm-hmm. So that really opened up my eyes to this whole, okay, if you do it slowly, one little step at a time,
right.
maybe anyone can do anything they put their mind to, barring, you know, previous injuries.
Right.
And that's why Dan Ritchie, the Functional Aging Institute, really, really started to get my attention.
Right. It's fascinating. I mean, we are so very fortunate. I love the members that we have that are of the more mature population, because, of course, they don't like to be called seniors. So and they come in, and, you know, with a smile on their face, they've got all of this experience, all this wisdom, and now they're being taught that they can improve the quality of their life. And they tell us that we don't necessarily want to look better in a swimsuit. I mean, it'd be nice, but the idea is to improve the quality of life. And that quality of life, as Jamie said, we talk about it with them, is all about, you know, being able to take that long hike, being able to take the groceries out of your car without pain, being able to lift the grandkids, and generally having more energy and a much fresher outlook on life. And it is just so much fun to watch them participate, improve, grow, expand their physical horizons, where they are debunking these myths there were limitations. You know, our trainers are very qualified in this, and very few of them have any of these folks on what we call isolation or selectorized equipment. Not that that's not part of a program, but the reality is it's more functional movements. You lose the functionality of a lot of the stabilizing muscles and joints, and those things are, if improved, you know, magnify the quality of your life and the ability for you to go out and enjoy life tenfold. So it's so fun to see that happening, and I think you hit the nail on the head. So you basically do modify your classes, you modify your exercise regimen. Is there an overriding kind of theme when you're dealing with this population?
The theme is, it is different for every single person, and wow, how different it can be, because depending on a person's lifestyle choices and disease and any you know, history with injury. Mm-hmm. An 80-year-old can be actively playing golf, no problem, or an 80-year-old can be, unfortunately, in a home, sitting in a wheelchair, not moving. So both 80-year-olds, this is where this training comes in really handy for me, especially anyone who's passionate about training the aging population, is those two individuals, just like any client, are going to have, you're going to have a completely different approach. And what I really love about the Functional Aging Institute is they have an assessment process, mm-hmm. which each candidate, client will go through, and then you are able to see where your starting point is and where am I going with this person and what are their goals and what can they do. And yes, functional training is so important to keep up with the activities of daily life. And that means, you know, what are those activities? Walking, climbing mm-hmm. stairs, mm-hmm. and, you know, being able to, if you drop something, being able to bend over and pick it up, right. you know? And so we just, the approach is different, but you learn how you can very effectively and safely help that person that cannot bend over and pick something up. You start with very small steps, obviously, and it's, there's nothing greater than seeing them, you know, make those great changes in their lives and coming and saying, oh my gosh, I'm walking different now. That's one thing I teach people right off the bat, is how to walk. So many people are afraid to roll through their foot and really use their muscles and walk because they're afraid of falling. And fall prevention is a huge in the functional aging.
I was just going to say it. You know, falling for those in the mature market is one of the number one reasons yep. that people end up in the hospital.
Yes.
And again, it speaks to those stabilizing muscles. It speaks to, you know, that balance that functional training takes care of by
yes.
definition.
Flexibility,
right.
really important.
Right.
Definitely. And you know, a lot of people say, "Well, what you know, what is functional training?" And I know Dan will go into that, but you know, really just a definition is, functional training is a classification of exercise which involves training the body for the activities performed in daily life. And so again, we talked about climbing stairs, etc., but one of the hugest is driving. Mm-hmm. And I, another story about a client whose name I won't mention, this was early on in my career before I specialized in training the aging population, and I had a client in her 60s. And she, one of her goals was to be able to turn her neck better. She had barely any range of motion in turning her neck. And she said, you know, I really am having trouble driving because I cannot look over my shoulder. And I said, well, how do you make a lane change then? How are you doing that? And she said, well, I used to turn my head, but then I don't have any flexibility. So my whole upper body would go with that, which means her arms, which means her hands, which are on the steering wheel. So as she would look left over her shoulder to turn, or to see if it was clear mm-hmm. to turn,
she would turn. Wow.
And she said she had a few near misses. And so now, or this was 10 years ago before I learned more about functional aging and training. But this story, I'll never forget it, because she said, she goes, now all I do is put my signal on. I don't even look. And I just kind of wait a second.
Oh,
go.
Geez.
Right. Yeah. I know. So
give me her license number so I avoid that, please.
So again, this was a long time ago, but we worked on her neck flexibility, of course, and she did get better, but I didn't, I never saw her drive, I admit.
So we've got a couple minutes here before we need to get to our next break. I'd love for you to kind of expand on some of the declines, you know, as we age, and how functional training is going to help you. These are kind of fascinating to me, and maybe you can touch on a little of this, because it leads kind of into, I think, what Dr. Dan's going to talk about and the benefits of functional exercise.
Absolutely.
So would you touch on those a little bit?
Absolutely. So the normal effects of aging, of course, vision loss, hearing loss, trouble with balance, cognition, your aerobic capacity decreases, and then we talked about sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass. Those are all just normal, you know, age-related declines. However, with the exception of vision and hearing, all of these issues can be addressed through exercise and diet and stress relief, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the muscles atrophy or they start to lose their muscle mass, we start to decrease fibers and strength, then those muscles are not able to hold you up as well. And this contributes also to falling, of course, and not feeling good. You know, when somebody takes a walk, they're exhausted and they have no energy right away because they just don't have the muscle mass to carry them through. So aerobics can help cardiovascular, weight training and functional training can help with muscle mass and strength. And it's just really imperative that we stay active and keep exercising, even if it's just walking.
Wow. I know that we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. You are listening to Wellgate Wellness. This is Rich Novelli, and we'll be back after a couple of messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for you to enjoy a well-deserved time in. We offer classes 6 days a week to help fit healing time into your busy schedule. Our Conscious Living Yoga classes meet you right where you are today. Warm and cocoon-like, our studio is a place for you to grow more in love with yourself and your life. Non-competitive, nurturing, and safe, each class gently guides you toward a deeper connection to your authentic self. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com to find the best class for your new beginning.
All right, welcome back, North State, on this wonderful Saturday. We have been talking to Jamie Hanna about functional aging, and we are now privileged to have join us Dr. Dan Ritchie, who is the founder and president of the Functional Aging Institute. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, very privileged. Looking forward to hearing more about FAI and what you've been doing. But for over the last 15 years, Dan has been at the forefront of developing innovative, effective, and science-based training programs for your older clients. And over the last 8 years, you've been sharing, you know, these unique philosophies and techniques with tens of thousands of trainers around the world. So, you know, this, it sounds like this really started by you reviewing, you know, pretty much every senior fitness certification program on the market and not really being satisfied with the standards that were being set for this demographic. So maybe we could start off by you explaining what got you all fired up about this and where you see the opportunity and what's unique about FAI.
Yeah, well, what I would say is unique about it is we really didn't see any personal training certifications or fitness training programs that were focused on the needs of the mature, the aging client. In fact, the vast majority of even degree programs at colleges and universities are focused on the young and what we call the apparently healthy. And what we know about aging clients is they're not apparently healthy. In fact, 80% of them have a chronic health condition. And so we looked around the fitness industry and we just said, why is no one educating fitness professionals for this massive aging population? And we decided to be the solution rather than to keep saying to the fitness industry, hey, somebody needs to educate trainers as to how to train older clients. Actually, somebody approached us and said, well, why don't you guys solve the problem? And so the Functional Aging Institute was born about 3 years ago.
Now, Jamie and I have been talking a lot about, you know, the debilitating effects that aging has and the myths that we've been trying to debunk about aging. But talk a little bit about the benefits, if you will, of functional aging, functional training versus traditional isolation types of movements.
Yeah, great question. Well, the benefits are probably simplified in terms of allowing people to be able to do all the things they need to do, like to do, and want to do with greater ease and less pain. So when we talk about all the things you have to do every day in terms of laundry and dishes and cooking and cleaning, things you need to do to take care of yourself, but then when we talk about things you like to do, which might be taking a two-mile walk or enjoying a golf outing, you know, maybe it's playing with grandchildren. Things you like to do get easier when you're stronger. And then things you want to do, maybe it's take that trip to the Galapagos Islands or take the grandkids to Disney World or dance at your granddaughter's wedding. Things that you want to do get more enjoyable, easier to do, and you have less pain and discomfort doing them. And so that really is kind of in a nutshell the philosophy of our functional fitness training and why as people get older they need to train more appropriately for their age and their needs.
So when you talk about training appropriately for their needs and age, I mean, for the layperson listening to this, you know, that is maybe used to traditional weightlifting, selectorized pin equipment that they're sitting in and moving back and forth. How does functional aging, as it's defined, kind of differ from that?
Well, the biggest way it differs is that we look at about 17 different components of human function. Instead of just strength and cardio, or even strength and balance, we look at proprioception, reaction time, muscle power, motor control, vision, vestibular. There are about 17 different components, and each of those 17 components probably has three or four multi-components. And so human function is pretty complex. And as we age, if we decline 2 or 3% in each of those categories, what we see is difficulty with getting out of a chair, difficulty climbing stairs, difficulty maybe picking something up from the floor. And so we need to make sure we're training all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dan, I have a question for you. I know that with every single client that walks through your door, you use that age trajectory. Can you talk about that a little bit? You have a sample of an age trajectory, if you're active or not. Dan?
Say that again, Jamie.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Say it one more time.
Okay. You have the example of the age trajectory that you show each of the clients, that, you know, the scale that kind of shows if you're active, then you stay kind of up before it falls, as opposed to going down faster.
Yeah, we talk about a graphic we call the trajectory of aging. And we sort of show clients, and most, I think most of us know certain individuals that cross a threshold of disability way too soon in life.
Right.
You know, why is it that some 70-year-olds move into nursing homes and other 70-year-olds are still downhill skiing, water skiing, you know, doing everything that we would say is youthful? And so we chart this trajectory and say, look, at some point in your 40s or 50s, your trajectory for later life took a trajectory decline that meant you're going to cross a disability threshold much sooner than you mm-hmm. should. And we show how exercise, functional fitness, strength, balance, all of these things play a role in changing your trajectory on a much more upward slope so that you can live to 95 or 100 and never cross a disability threshold. In fact, live independently until your final days.
Yeah, that is certainly, I know, at the forefront of most of our members' minds that are aging, is that I want to remain active. How do I do that? We've talked a lot about debunking the myths of, you know, settling for that rocking chair way too early. In fact, you know, that you know, deconditioning, that sitting down all day is probably, you know, the next the next in a series of, you know, exercise related diseases that we're trying to fight. You got to get up and you got to move, walk, do whatever, regardless of whether you have arthritis or any other kind of, you know, joint or painful injury. And movement is the cure for a lot of that stuff. So
Dan, we're so excited that you're coming to Reading and you're going to be doing the functional aging specialist certification here. And if you could just kind of tell us a little bit about that and what we can expect. I've been through it, but I would love to hear it from you.
Yeah, so the certification workshop that we're bringing to Reading, California, is basically a one-day workshop, about 7 to 8 hours, where we're going to take you through the functional aging training philosophy, like really what's the science behind it. We're going to look at what all the research has shown in terms of what sort of exercise programming works and what doesn't work. And then we're going to take you through the fitness assessment. So how do we assess an aging client in terms of their ability, their fitness needs? And then we're going to get into the exercise movements and the program design. So somebody can leave the workshop and actually start designing programs for their clients literally that Monday.
I love that. And I went through this certification, Rich, about 6 months ago, and it was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, we are very happy to be hosting that on August the 7th at Wellgate Sports Club. And before the end of this segment, I'll ask Jamie to touch on the contact information. But, Dan, this certification is really intended for serious fitness professionals. Is that correct? I mean, that's really what who you're targeting.
Well, honestly, the interesting thing is we've seen serious, experienced fitness professionals to brand new baby boomers and even seniors jumping in saying, I want fitness to be my second career in life,
wow.
And this is the only certification that makes sense. So we've seen a little of both.
Wow. Well, this is open then to others. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's absolutely open to anyone and everyone. And we've had some older individuals just take the program really for their own personal knowledge. They're looking around saying, there's not a trainer qualified to train me, so I'm gonna learn the education myself.
I actually have a client who loves me training her, but she still wants to go through it just to learn more for herself.
Well, that's fascinating. I know a lot of my staff want to participate in this, and it's going to be very interesting. And this is, you know, something that is cutting edge stuff. Certainly something that, you know, again, is very, very engaging and very befitting our aging population. So, Dan, we really appreciate you being on today. Again, I know that you are very busy. Is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go? Because we're going to be wrapping up here in a few minutes, but I want to make sure that we get the message out. We'll be covering dates, times, contact information, but is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go?
I don't think so, as long as you just cover where they can go to find out more about the workshop at functionalagingInstitute.com, and they can learn more about us and what we're doing, and our goal to get to 2,000 certified trainers as fast as possible.
Wonderful. So we've been speaking with Dr. Dan Ritchie of the Functional Aging Institute. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning. Fascinating stuff, and we're looking forward to, I don't know, are you going to be coming out to Reading, or do you make it up this way?
No, actually, Debbie Pillarella, one of our master trainers, will be coming out.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully in the near future we'll get a chance to meet you as well. So we'll let you go. Thank you so much
for
your time.
All right, good.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
So, Jamie, we've got a couple minutes left. I do want to talk about how people can find out more about this and get registered for the certification. There is a limited number of spaces, I would imagine, that are available. So, first of all, again, it's at Wellgate Sports Club. That's at 1740 Eureka Way here in Reading. It's on August the 7th from, what's the times?
Registration begins at 8:30, uh-huh. And it goes from 9 to 4:30 with a half-hour lunch.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested, how do they get a hold? How do they register?
So, you can register right at the functionalagingInstitute.com website, or if you have more questions that you would like, I can answer them for you at jamiesfitforlife.com, jamiesfitforlife.com, or you can call my phone number 530-515-1153, and I'm trying to keep everybody from calling Wellgate, so call me so that they don't get inundated with calls.
We'll be happy to help if people want to come by and you don't have access to this. Come by the club. We can take your information and pass that on to Jamie as well. So, again, we are thrilled. I know we've got a little over a month and a half before FAI comes out, but this is going to be some fun stuff. So if you are working with or want to find out more information on functional training and for the aging population, you're encouraged to take part in this. So, so let's wrap things up here, Jamie. I know, you know, we talk about the end game here is mortality rate is 100%. I mean, at some point we're all going to be looking at the big ball in the sky. But, you know, the question is, how are you going to live, right? And how do we pass that on?
Yeah, that was a quote by Dave Hackett. He's a 55-year-old skateboarding champion who's still going at it. And you know, he says the question is, how are you going to live? And it brings me back to what we started with, Leon Eldred's quote, if I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself. So I guess the question is, what are you going to do to take care of yourself and make yourself happy and full of life and vibrancy in your second fun childhood.
Absolutely. Listen, if you are at another gym, and we can't imagine why you would be not at Wellgate Sports Club, but if you happen to be, you should ask your trainer about functional training and make sure that functionality is a part of your workout program. Listen, this is, as always, the time has flown by today. Jamie, I know you've been a trooper here.
Thank you.
Thank you for battling through your being under the weather. And we'll do this again soon. So thank you for coming. And
my
again,
pleasure.
If you need more information, again, that website?
Jamiesfitforlife.com.
Jamiesfitforlife.com.
Or functionalaginginstitute.com.
Fantastic. All right. Listen, have a wonderful Saturday, North State, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. You've been listening to Wellgate Wellness, and I am Rich Novelli. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.